YouTube it.
Okay.
We're gonna try to do it ourselves.
Seeing that it is 6:04 PM, I'm going to call this special session of the City Council of the City of Pleasanton, Texas, on July 17, 2014, to order. Item number two is a roll call. Mr. Sines?
Here.
Mr. Best?
Here.
Ms. Persifka?
Here.
And Mr. Gallegos?
Here.
Seeing we have a quorum, make a note that Mr. Garza is not with us right now, and the mayor, Clint Powell, is not going to be attending this evening. Item number three, public hearing to receive citizen comments on proposed amendments to the water and wastewater rate schedule.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, I think we have the sign-up sheets in the back.
Yes, yes, I'm waiting on them.
We'll see if the sign-up sheets can be delivered up front.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Thank you. Okay. Seeing that there is no one who wishes to comment, there was for the proposed water and wastewater rate schedule, item number three, I see one for impact fees.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll just go ahead and we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is item number four, public hearing to receive citizen...
Madam Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes.
I think we need to close that public hearing for agenda item number three, and then open up the number four, because they're separate public hearings.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gallegos.
You're welcome.
And then I'll close public hearing to receive citizen comments on proposed amendments to water and wastewater rate schedules. And then item number four, I will open the public hearing to receive citizen comments on proposed annexation of a 236-acre tract of land in the Nancy Akeda Survey, abstract number 565, Atascosa County, Texas. The proceedings have not started yet, and this is merely for notice of our intent.
We have someone that just came to the meeting. I'm not sure if they would want to comment. Madam Mayor Pro Tem, if they're here to comment on it. They're not here to comment on the annex.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson. Seeing that there is no one signed up to speak, I will go ahead and I will close public hearing to receive citizen comments on proposed annexation of a 236-acre tract of land in the Nancy Akeda Survey, abstract number 565, Atascosa County, Texas. And I will go to item number five and open the public hearing to receive a citizen comment on impact fees. But before we receive those comments, Chris Stewart of Stewart Planning would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Madam Mayor Pro Tem and Council, and members of the public. I just wanted to address the fact that we have received some public comment to date prior to this public hearing setting, and those comments have been asking about how multifamily properties would be treated within the context of the impact fee regulations, and essentially table five and table six in the impact fee study describe how that is accomplished, and I just wanted the council to know that that we have had that those questions, and I'm happy to answer any questions that may come about this evening in addition to that, or continuing on that particular question.
Madam Mayor Pro Tem, I do have one question. Mr. Stewart, under advice of city council and the city manager, have you and your consultant reviewed the processes to date, and are you all confident the council is comfortable and under the confines of Chapter 395, can they move forward with the process of the consideration of the impact fees?
I believe that we have complied with Chapter 395. We've prepared our work in accordance with Chapter 395, local government code, and we're just working out the final scheduling for the final adoption ordinance. That's the last step.
Thank you. Then I would have Mr. Walt Rakowitz come forward, and I know Mr. Rakowitz has been here a number of times, but I will go ahead and remind him we're here to simply receive comments.
Here, Walt, I'll help you out. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was asked to comment on behalf of actually multiple clients of mine. I have believe it or not, we have a lot of multifamily heading our way. So I got several clients, and they just asked me to make a couple of comments in regards to some of what is in the impact fee study. The only cause for concern that someone will have addressed to me is in Table 6, which is on the second page there. Under multifamily, the assumption is made that a one-bedroom apartment is 0.7 LUEs, which is a living unit equivalent. A lot of times we've heard it's kind of the same as the EDU. You might have heard that before. And a two-bedroom is equal to a one LUE. And you'll see that one LUE is also for a single-family home. The caution and kind of, the next page there is, is an apartment really equal to a single-family home? Is the concern. City of Pleasanton has adopted a lot of SAWS requirements and standards. Most everyone I've talked to has no objection to the SAWS standard, which if you turn to the next page is some screenshots out of the SAWS EDU calculation sheet, which puts apartments at 0.5 EDUs, which most everyone seems to be, has been a pretty good consensus. As evidence that a full EDU might be too high, in table D2 of the study that is actually the budget and the impact fee calculations, it's running about 100 EDUs per year, is more or less the average. I've got 4 apartment complexes that are planning on coming. Any one of those, whenever they come in a single year, will bring about that many connections. And that doesn't take into effect other single family coming, other shopping centers that come in that year. So just by that, it does seem to evidence that if it's doing it at one LUE per building, it does seem to be overly conservative. I did talk with Stewart today, and he said that the current plan is for the EDUs to be calculated based upon meter size, which is in Table 5. I can say we agree with Table 5. Mm-hmm. If that's the way it's calculated, those flow rates and those things work well, as long as the meter size required is pretty well industry standard. I did kind of copy there straight from SAWS some of their EDU connect, how they figure how many EDUs per meter, and with, as long as that's the way it's done, no one's going to have any problem. But just the assumptions made in Table 6 have caused a lot of concern, because you take someone with a 100 unit development at $3,200, this is a difference at $160,000. So there's been some concern. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ms. Rakowitz. Seeing there are no more people signed up to comment, I will close public hearing to receive citizen comments on impact fees, and I will open on item 6, the public hearing to receive citizen comments on the draft budget. There is no one signed up to make comments on the draft budget. So at this time, I will close the public hearing to receive the citizen comments on the draft budget, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Madam Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes, Mr. Gallegos.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 6:14 PM.
How do we fix that?